It was definitely one of a kind. I think definitely got pushed to my limits on the weekend, but ultimately, yeah, it was pretty surreal when I got to the beach in the end. So yeah, it was a great day, big day, that's for sure.
Was there anything that happened during the swim that you weren't expecting?
I wasn't expecting to swim 35 kilometers, that's one thing. Yeah, so when I originally, I guess, signed up for it was only meant to be 27 kilometers, but the currents kind of pushed me pretty south, and yeah, it ended up being 35 kilometers. But yeah.
So how did it play out, Harriet? Because I saw some vision. You had a kayaker with you the whole time. How did you like? How often did you rest? And obviously, you needed to make sure you got your fluids in. What was that whole process like?
Yeah, so we pretty much kind of had a routine going in that I stopped every 30 minutes for a feed, and I was alternating between water and gel, and then 30 minutes later I'd stop, and it was I just have like a third of a honey sandwich and some electrolyte kind of hydrolyte drink, I guess.
Yep.
And yeah, just kind of went through that, went from feed to feed every 30 minutes, and yeah,
Yeah.
got there in the end.
Did you see anything interesting while you're out there? Any beautiful creatures or come across any close encounters?
The only thing I saw when I was out there was a black-tip reef shark at one point, but other than that, there was a few boats in the distance that I had to navigate around, and yeah, that was about it.
Fantastic. And why did you choose to raise money for the AFL Cape York House? By the way, you raised $8,000, which is just amazing with you and Konami. Yeah, why did you choose that particular charity?
So I am part Indigenous myself, so it is quite a close to home, I guess, organization. On top of that, the swim was founded last year by Jessie O'Hara, and they raised money for AFL Cape York House Foundation. And I think being pretty much born and raised here in Cairns, it was really important for me to give back to a community that supported me my whole life. So seeing the impact, like being able to witness firsthand what AFL Cape York House Foundation does for the Cairns community and kids up here in Far North Queensland was super important. I think just such an amazing organisation. So to raise as much as we did, yeah, it was really special.
So, for those who've never heard of the AFL Cape York House Foundation, what exactly do they do in the community?
Yeah, so they facilitate employment, education, and training opportunities for young Indigenous children in kind of remote communities up in the Cape. So they have two boarding houses, a boys' house and a girls' house that was recently founded as well. And it allows these kids to come down from their communities, go to school, enroll in like employment cert. So they really have a great like future in education. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And you're a medical student in your fourth year, so you've got a few more years to go. How's it all going juggling uni life and doing 35K swim on a Saturday? I mean, how's life must be busy for you, Harriet.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic these past few months, and especially I just finished my rural placement, so a lot of my training for this swim was done in Longreach because yeah, I had to go on my rural placement, which is
Bad
pretty
timing.
interesting experience. Yeah.
Yes.
15-degree, 50-meter pools weren't what I was used to, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Which makes this feat even more amazing. Well done. And any more challenges in the near future for you?
At the moment, I've just got to conquer exams. That's
Yes.
probably my next challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens. I'm pretty ambitious like that, I guess. Like I like a challenge, so we'll see what the future holds, I guess.
Harriet Grant, thanks so much for your time today and congratulations on raising all that money and doing that amazing thing. A personal challenge, but also a fantastic achievement for the AFL Cape York House Foundation. Well done.
Thank you so much.